"Mom, I messed up," he said. He looked as if he was going to cry. "It's not your fault or Larry's fault. I take responsibility. I messed up. I hurt you. I'm so sorry, Mom." Ian's addiction had begun long ago with cigarettes and marijuana. Now, as hard as he tried, he couldn't stop it. Ginger held him close, and they cried together for a while. I put my paw on his knee. After a few minutes, Ian said, "Mom, this time I'm really going to quit. I'm sick of drugs. I'm sick of feeling sick." He picked me up and held me in his lap as he told his mother that he was starting a new drug treatment program the very next morning and that he was going to stay there until he really got better. He promised Ginger that this time he would do it. I thought to myself, maybe now he'll really change. Ginger was so happy. "Let's go tell Larry," she said, smiling. This time it would be different. It had to be. After the three of them talked for a long time, Ginger was ready to go upstairs to bed. She gave Ian a long hug and said, "I'm going to sleep all night without worrying for the first time in a long time.